I may have twisted her arm just a little bit. So do you guys have a favorite scripture? Kinsey, do you have a favorite scripture?
Psalm 46:5. God is within her, she will not fall.
Yep, Psalm 46:5, if you didn't hear her. God is within her, she will not fall. So when the kids were little, well, let me go back. If you don't have a favorite scripture, I encourage you to listen to all the scriptures that are read today, and maybe one of them will become your favorite scripture. Or if you're reading a devotional, you might have a favorite scripture that pops out or that speaks to you. And I often find that scriptures, you know, different scriptures speak to me at different times. But when the kids were younger, we used to have index cards on the dinner table, and we would rotate through reading these index cards to help them memorize and to learn different scriptures. And I brought two of them. They're still on our table. I brought two of them to share with you today. The first one is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And a second one, 1 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. So maybe you like one of those scriptures. When we went to visit Drew a couple weeks ago for his birthday, you know, he's taking seminary classes, and on his bathroom mirror is a bunch of sticky notes with what? Scriptures. So he's not only reviewing scriptures to refresh his memory on those, but he's also memorizing new scriptures. I thought that was awesome. So why memorize scripture? Why have a favorite scripture? Well, the Bible is God's instruction book for us, so it's important for us to know how to treat people, how we can turn to God in times of trouble, and how to watch out for worldly lies. So I encourage you to have God's word to fall back on, have God's word to help you praise him, to rejoice in good times, but also to trust in him during bad times. So one of my favorite scriptures, and it's been a favorite of mine for a long time, and I don't even know why or how it became my favorite scripture. I do know why. It is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I feel like this scripture speaks to me in so many different ways. I mean, right now, the world is telling you one thing, but we have to trust and have faith in God that he has the ultimate plan for our lives. Or maybe you're faced with a difficult time and things don't look like they're going to get any better. So we have to have trust and faith to know that God is working everything for good. So that's one of my favorites, and maybe you like that one as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us through your word. You just encourage us to come to you and to open the Bible so that you can speak straight to our hearts. Help us to carry your word, your scriptures, your love with us in our heart so that we can pull it out on the good days and especially on the bad days. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.